In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello friends and happy Friday. We have made it to the end of another week together, another week of Common Prayer. This is, again, our last episode, and so we'll see you again on Monday. Last episode for the week, I should say. We'll see you again on Monday for another week of episodes and prayer times together, but glad to have you with us today. And so if you've been with us, you know then that at the end of the week, on Fridays, we do something a little different than our normal episodes. We practice the prayer of examine, which is, put simply, just a way for us to slow down and intentionally reflect back on what God has been doing in our lives. It was Socrates who said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." And I really like that, because there's a sense that we rush so quickly through life, through our days together, that we never actually stop and slow down enough to see that God has been there all along. Oftentimes in the little things, oftentimes in the subtleties, just waiting for us to slow down, to get off of our rat race that we call life so often. So this is one tool, one way, one practice where we can just slow ourselves down and just pay attention. That's really at its core what it's trying to do, is just a prayer that forces us to pay attention. So I'll guide us through a couple different prayers, about three or four opportunities to just kind of tune into what the Holy Spirit may be doing. And so to begin that, let's just begin to slow ourselves down, come back to the moment. Again, I invite you to just settle into your seat. If you're walking around the block, just maybe come into tune with the cadence of your footsteps. And just take a few deep breaths, recognizing that God's presence is here. So often we rush at such a pace that our heart and our mind, when we do slow down, continues to race out ahead of us. Because quite frankly, that's what we've trained our heart and our mind to do. So as you slow down, hold the tension of the week, the tension of the day before you. And I want you just to start with this simple prayer of invitation for our time. Lord Jesus, I believe that at this moment you are present and you are loving us. In this very moment, you are Emmanuel, God with us. Help us now as we review this past week with you. And now I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to help in this process. But consider the past week. Think slowly through each day of the week, starting with Monday. Think through the activities of your day. And as you consider these things, I want you to start in the realm of gratitude. So what happened this week that stirs your heart towards gratitude? What were the moments from this past week that brought you great joy? Allow the Holy Spirit to bring those things to mind and just delight in them and thank God for them. As you replay those moments in your mind, try to be specific. Was it a sunrise? A time of laughter with your kids? A text from a friend? Maybe something altogether different. But just remain in the realm of gratitude. Don't examine anything too intently yet. Just think about the times you had the deepest sense of connection to God this week. and thank God for that connection. Now I invite you to move to a time of more intentional review. So we're going to move from gratitude to examining our emotions. As you think back over the past week, what was the emotion that you felt most strongly? What was the event or the time where an emotion just washed over you? Don't try to change it. Don't try to justify it or dismiss it. But just sit with that moment before God. When did you feel the most loved? Or when did you feel the least loved? Give space for the Holy Spirit to highlight those moments from your last week. Maybe let's subtly change the question now to not what you felt, but when did you give the most love this week? Or when did you give the least love this week? Hold those moments that you're proud of and those others that you wish would not have occurred. Just hold them before God. Now, as you consider the review of your whole week, the times you've given love, the times that you didn't give the love, the time you felt love or the time you felt least love, like, what is the emotion that was most strong? What was the most dominant in you this past week? And I want to invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you about that moment and see what maybe God may be trying to communicate to you through that. And just quiet your heart and listen to what the Holy Spirit may have for you. But I don't want us to stay there. I want us to look forward to tomorrow and the week to come. What do you want to take with you into this next week that you feel God leading you to? What is it that gives you the most hope moving forward? Where have we seen God move in the last week? And where can we then pray for God's movement in the week to come? I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit for the resolve to take the next step that you need to take, and whatever that may be. Strength for the next week, rooted in the movement and memories of God. then as we close, I want to return us to that posture of gratitude, thanking God for those times that we witnessed his movement. Thank God for this time and the Holy Spirit speaking to us and reminding us of what he's done in our life. Allow your heart to again just fill once more with gratitude. And then let me close with this benediction for us. May the grace of Christ, which daily renews us, and the love of God, which enables us to love all, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, which unites us in one body, make us eager to obey the will of God until we meet again, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Have a good weekend, guys.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.